And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Standin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray, along with Corey Standin and Brandon Bono here in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, and we are just going to have a great show. There is no guest today. We have so much talent sitting across from me right now. We don't need a guest. We're just going to be talking about fishing with you. So it's open phones, open texts, and a lot of fun, so you stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Hookup on Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Finally, a rod designed for West Coast anglers. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Terramar West Coast Rod Series. These rods will deliver increased casting distance with heavy jigs and extra lifting power to conquer even the strongest game fish. Shimano built the Terramar West Coast Series utilizing TC4 blank construction with a double-layer core of advanced dynamic fibers wrapped in an inner and outer spiral of modulus graphite, making the rods virtually indestructible, yet crisp and lightweight. Durable Sea Guide guides adorn the Terramar West Coast Series, adding to weight reduction while enhancing the overall rod balance, giving you improved casting and fish fighting performance. The Shimano Terramar West Coast lineup contains rail rods, jig rigs, boat rods, and casting rods, from yellowtail to calico bass to yellowfin and bluefin tuna. Pick up a Shimano Terramar West Coast rod today at your local Shimano dealer. For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslanderSportFishing.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and one of those fun shows, man. And sharing the, I don't know, it's just fun.
I'm back from the chilly Midwest, and glad to be back in sunny Southern California.
Right.
Although it is a little bit chilly here, Brandon. You're all bundled up.
I am.
I have my shorts back on just for cuz.
For a native San Diegan, this is super cold. But if I just flew from where you flew from, I could understand but shorts and a t-shirt.
You said in Santee it was how cold?
Yeah, it's near freezing. It was in the mid-30s.
Wow, this morning.
Yeah.
Chilly. But it's supposed to warm up in the 70s. So.
Yeah, it's gorgeous here in Point Loma. What a difference 20 minutes makes.
Yeah, but it was still 46 here.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, but it's you know, it's almost winter.
Yeah.
But the fish are still biting, right?
Yeah. How fortunate are we that the you still catch local tuna in November, and we classify it as cold, our spoiled San Diegans. Yeah.
So is that true? Or, by the way, you guys and Tim Extra did such a fantastic job yesterday. I was listening on the Let's Talk Hookup app from Michigan, and it was fantastic. You guys really killed it yesterday. Fantastic show.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I mean, we're just having fun, right?
Just chatting, fishing, and fishing. Tim is such an expert and a legend at in this industry, and super exciting. You know, his boat was sitting on Tanner Bank, yesterday,
really?
And it was corroded with tuna on Tanner Bank. The 2 days after post Thanksgiving, it's pretty amazing.
Wow, flat calm weather, beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Time.
Yeah,
they were
sure.
Doing one of those 3 day trips that they added.
Yeah, they were on a 3 day trip and sitting on the anchor and he was showing us the up and down that was just from bottom to the surface had mixed grade tuna. Pretty cool.
It's pretty neat to see for sure. I wanted to ask Tim yesterday and never had the opportunity, but seems like a lot of 30 to 50 pound bluefin around.
Yeah,
I know in the past seasons there's been the 80 to 180.
Yeah.
Like what do you think, Brandon?
I have no idea. Yeah, they're the spread of that big fish, you know, it certainly was around this year, and it was, and plenty of it was caught, but it wasn't in the same volume that we've seen it in the in the most recent years. And we've had a lot more school size fish this year, quote unquote school size fish, you know.
I mean, catchable good ones.
Good ones. For 10 years ago, a 30 to 80 pounder, oh my goodness,
right?
You know, if you caught an 80 pound bluefin, you did something. You're showing everybody that you know that this picture of this trophy that you just caught. But now an 80 pounder is like, well, that's a nice one, you know, that's a good one, you'll take it, you'll have it, but it's not remarkable, certainly.
But it just seems like a huge influx of that size of fish. I mean, is it like filtering in, or has it been here? And it's just questions I have that I mean, it's so healthy.
And does it live here year round?
That's what I mean.
I have a suspicion that it does. You know, I don't think we have enough guys that are so hardcore about it, as far as private boat guys that are out there in the early January weeks and really searching. But I feel like if there was a substantial fleet of skiffs just driving them, I think they would find it all year long, you know.
Sure. Which is kind of the case, really, right?
Yeah.
I mean, is it more sonar fish this time of the year? Is it surface fish or both?
I've been hearing in the tackle shop that it's both right now.
Really?
If you went out there.
So Corey could go out in his skiff and go
catch
one on a popper?
Get me all fired up. Yes?
You know, maybe. You know, it's always a maybe. It could happen. Yeah, certainly.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. So, December, of course, you've got the double bonus. We're coming up. End of this week begins December, and this week and such, you get the right weather window. You can go out and catch deep water rock cod.
Mm.
You can go catch tuna, and who knows what else, right?
Yeah. Well,
so
swordfish is on the menu for a lot of guys.
Those same places you're fishing the rockfish.
Yeah,
bluefin come up, and it's also where they're fishing the swordfish.
They're getting them.
Oh, they are, yeah. In the tackle store, we're flying through swordfish gear like we've never have before. It's definitely the, if you were to go to any one of the close local banks right now, I feel like you'd see tremendously more private vessels floating across those banks than you would ever typically see in late November, and they're all looking for Elvis. Yeah,
yeah. Four weeks ago, I was coming in from the 181, and there was a stack of boats. I mean, like 7 or 8 boats on the upper 9, 178, that zone, all swordfish. Like, they're all drifting swordfish.
And what a fascinating animal that. Those things have been here our whole lives, forever, you know, and we just didn't know about it. And now guys are going to, like, pick a bank, put a map on a table, and drop your finger on any particular bank, and you may have a shot at catching one. Yeah,
it's crazy.
It's pretty crazy.
A friend, Eric Noguchi, got one a couple weeks ago.
Oh, cool.
289.
Wow.
Yeah, decent one.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. I mean, just the fact, like you're saying, Brandon, like, and it seems like, I mean, I'm by far any knowledge into it, but it seems like the ones that are being caught, I think there was a 500-pounder, over 500, weeks ago.
Yeah.
But they're all close.
During that stretch of the 500-pounder, and we know the guys that caught that particular fish, and we rigged up their rod and reel to do such, during that stretch, there was maybe a 3-week window where, like, every night, a night did not go by where we did not weigh in one at Fisherman's Landing, a swordfish that was caught on a private boat of some sort. Yeah,
wow. That's crazy. What is it?
Every night.
That was like early November.
Early November, late October. Yeah, every night, at least one fish was weighed in just about at Fisherman's Landing, and that's just our little section of the world.
Cool. Yeah.
You got another Wasis and Dana Landing.
Yeah,
and they've been weighing a bunch. Yeah, so it's,
and it could be done on a small boat. I mean, on a very small boat.
Yeah,
like, you don't need a yacht. You don't need that kind of platform. I mean, it can be done on a 20-foot skiff. But
yeah, one of the guys from Bite Sport Fishing who has the most success and is quite good at it,
Dylan.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think he's fishing out of a 14-foot Livingston, I think.
Yeah.
I believe so, yeah. And he has, I think, like a dozen fish or something in that ballpark out of that little skiff, yeah.
The guy that blows me away is Bill DePries from Pacifico Sport Fishing.
Yeah.
And that guy has it dialed. He wrote a little post about a month ago, I guess, or beginning of November, that he went out, he wanted to get one for his 14-year-old son. So he went out of I guess Orange County. I was going to say he was going out of Dana Point or something like that, but somewhere in Orange County he went out of, and he just went to a spot and caught one for his son. I mean, it was like, oh, and he just like did the scenario, like, yeah, I was only, because he lives in Idaho, I was only in town for a few days and, you know, wanted to catch one for my 14-year-old son. So we went and caught one. It's like, How do they do that, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Brandon, what are they using for bait? Like, what's the...
Typically, most guys are using big squids. That seems to be the predominantly most popular bait. Now, I know there's other guys out there that are using, you know, tuna bellies, bonita bellies, and putting skirts over the top of them. And then there's other guys that are using trick baits that I'm not even aware of. But in the times that I have gone, I've only ever used big squids. And I think I've gone 12 times, floated around the ocean from sunrise to sunset, and basically deep sea catfished. Uh-huh. And I once had a bite, you know. And like, wow. And then I hear stories of guys like... Blake Wassano has a great story of his son went out, you know, for the first time ever, no electronics, with one of Blake's buds, and they had three swordfish. They had three swordfish on his first ever day.
In one outing. Yeah, it's all about, there's a lot of luck to it.
No, there is, certainly.
Definitely some skill, and you can kind of gain those skills by talking to guys like you at the tackle shop and getting rigged up right, or going out with the guys from Bite Sport Fishing and stuff like that. But there's a lot of luck to being in the right place at the right time when that thing swims by and eats your squid.
Sure, it's a perfect combination of decision making and luck. You know, if you're making the right decisions and you have luck on your side, you could have a fish of a lifetime.
Being rigged properly.
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay, I come in, I know nothing about swordfish. Brandon, set me up. I want to go catch a swordfish on the 9 mile bank.
Sure. You're talking to the wrong guy, because I've only ever had failure with my swordfish gear.
Well, same with me. Sure. I think I've fished it maybe. Maybe six or eight times and had one bite one time.
Okay, typically what you would need is a 6.5 to 7 foot roughly kind of soft-ish 80-pound rod, you know, maybe even 100-pound rod, but soft with some load to it. You'd want a 50 wide size general, you know, of reel, and ideally in a perfect world, so you don't have to wind up 1,000 feet 20 times in a day.
Yeah.
You would have an electric reel, whether it was a Shimano Beastmaster's a great one, a Hooker Electric is a great one.
Depends on how much money you want to spend.
Exactly. Yeah. You know.
What your budget is.
And if your budget is large, you should go all the way. It makes a huge difference if you can. You know, buy the appropriate gear because they offer such incredible electric reels these days, and the rods with the Winthrop butts that bend. You know,
So let's stop there. So if you have a Hooker Electric or I know a Beastmaster you can plug right into 12 volt.
Yeah.
The same with a Hooker Electric?
No, they have a...
They're a 110.
Yeah, they have a Shore Power.
So you have to have either an inverter on your boat or a generator to operate like one of those bigger Hooker Electrics. Or what's the other one that's real...
An LP is very popular. LP, yeah.
And those are also a 110 electric.
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Yeah,
and guys splice into things, and I don't know...
Sure, you can make a 110 inverter, and you can invert to get a one.
Yeah, all of that is way above my pay grade.
Gotcha.
To most of my swordfish fishing has been done by hand, but you'd want a 50 wide roughly size reel. You'd want to fill it with either 80 or 100 pound braided line, and in a perfect world you would mark that somewhere, let's call it 800, 900, 1,000 feet. You'd need to apply wax loops so you can attach a sinker, and a lot of guys like to use like kind of these strobe lights, these little tiny lights that strobe when they touch water, and typically guys put 3 to 5 of them, and then somewhere around your sinker, in front of your sinker, at your sinker, even some guys put it behind their sinker, they put one large standard issued light, you know, maybe it's a green light or they have their particular color. Who's to say what is the right answer there? But that's roughly what you'd want. Typically, most guys put a wind on that's around 300-pound test, and typically most guys choose to go J-hook rather than circle hook, but some guys swear by the circle hook. And then, again, in a perfect world, you'd have two of those. You know, like,
yeah,
as good as one setup is, if you can do it twice, it's even better. And, yeah. And that second,
you have one that's on a buoy rod.
Yeah, the secondary one would go on the buoy, and then on that one, typically guys put another wax loop somewhere in the neighborhood of 800 feet or to 1,000 feet, and they attach a buoy and they send that out 100 plus yards. 100,
so that the two lines
yards.
Don't get tangled,
exactly,
right? That's the whole idea.
There's so much scope when you're dropping down 1,000 foot of line, and you're drifting over the top of a bank. That line scopes out tremendously, so it's kind of shockingly easy to tangle your two lines. And if you do that, it's a nightmare. Yeah,
that's the ultimate spectra tangle.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, right. Yeah. So how much weight do you use?
Well. Different schools of thought on that, but anywhere from 6 pounds to maybe 12 pounds.
Okay.
You know,
it's a lot of weight.
And what are the schools of thought? So do you want to have it as straight up and down as possible, or too much weight is too much?
Yeah, straight up down as possible. But some guys believe, you know, everybody kind of has their theory in this game, but nobody's mastered it. Nobody has all of the answers,
right.
You know, and theoretically, you may want more weight to help you kill the fish. You want maybe
which does help.
It does, yeah.
And that's what brings the swordfish to the surface so quickly. It's the only thing it's pulling against is the weight that's underneath it, and it wants to swim against. You know, go pull against it. It goes straight to the surface.
But then
we had Johnny. You know, it's so cool.
Yeah.
We have. Text the show.
Yeah.
Comes in live. Johnny White texted us.
From Dana Landing.
Yeah, and said that Hooker Electric is 12-volt.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's good. So if you have a 12-volt, you just have to put in some kind of a Marinco plug or something like that. Just plug right into your 12-volt and stuff. So a lot like a Beastmaster and stuff.
Thank you, Johnny.
So thanks, Johnny. Yeah. Johnny's the man over there, for sure. One thing that I have a Tiagra 50 that I use with 80 pound, or I think it's 80 or 100 pound Power Pro on it, and I use a real cranky with a drill.
Yeah,
it's not the easiest thing. It's not as easy as just pushing the button and making it come up, but it works.
And but
it's
it
a powerful
work.
Reel,
yeah.
And it works. So if you have already existing a 50 wide or even a 30 wide, right?
Yeah,
you
could
probably
certainly.
Get enough line on there.
Oh, totally, you could.
You could swordfish with the gear that you have.
Absolutely.
So you don't need to go out and spend $2,500 on a Beastmaster, $5,000 on a Hooker Electric.
But if you choose to do that, come to Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop. We'll take care of you.
Yeah. So you guys have. But there's some rigging involved. So
oh, certainly. A ton of rigging. Yeah. Yeah.
So,
and we have a couple of the guys in the shop that are like the best at that rigging. Yeah.
Yeah. So
amazing.
So, Corey, is that something that would ever be in your wheelhouse, is to go catch a swordfish? Or that's just.
Well,
I know this year, see this? And you and I both know Corey very well. He is like an inshore guy. But he has been branching out on tuna.
I've been
this
expanding
year,
my horizon.
He has. And,
I mentioned
not
a lot.
That he's using any bait, but
he's
catching a lot of tuna.
I don't claim to be anybody else other than a guy that loves to have fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like yesterday, you know, we were talking with Tim Ekstrom, and it's like, you know what? If I go out and don't catch a tuna, I'm okay.
Yeah.
Dude, I saw the humpbacks jumping.
Yeah.
The fin whales swallowing the school of bait, you know, within a cast length from me.
Cool.
I mean, you see such amazing things that it's just, I love having fun.
Yeah.
I really love being
on the water, right?
That's what it's all about. That's it. You know, and my most peaceful place is drifting through the kelp. Like, I mean, the kelp stocks are like my cathedral walls. You know, I just... I absolutely love it. It's so peaceful to me. It's like I get away from the everything in life, and it's just go have fun.
How has calico fishing been?
You know what? I didn't fish a lot this year.
Yeah.
It's very strange. The ones I caught were actually from the surf, you know, and surf fishing. And I don't know. It just I go through phases. I think I was the opportunities that I had. I went offshore, you know, and I think that kind of swallowed up. My my short windows of time.
Yeah. But some of the stuff you were doing on the surf were so cool and so unique and, you know, totally different than what most guys are doing in the surf.
And I talk about it all on the radio. It's no, like, hidden thing.
Sure.
It's just you have to go with the agenda that I'm not going to catch 20 perch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to get 20-plus bites. I'm going in hopes of getting a few bites. And once you gain confidence in throwing that size of bait, it's easy to do. And that's a 5-inch five-inch weedless or the 7-inch slug. And when you look at a grunion, the grunion are 6.5 to, you know, 7.5-inch, somewhere in there. So it all fits way within the realm of a grunion. And that's my whole mindset.
Yeah.
You know?
One of the things that shocked me about what you were doing is how well some of these legal halibut that you were catching were getting that bait. You know,
it's such a large bait, and it's gone.
You know,
they're so enamored, it's down the throat. And that's why the heavy leader. I mean,
yeah, you're minimum 60 pound.
In the surf, not quite so heavy, but I'm using a very light rod, a 10 to 12 pound, like. Somebody would look at me like, what?
Corey, what are you doing, man?
Yeah, exactly. But I'm using a 200 Tranks, very small reel, 50-pound braid with a 40-pound leader.
Wow. Okay, what happens when you get that light rod snagged?
It doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen?
Okay. No, it doesn't happen. But when you catch a good fish, you've got all that play. Like, I've got heavy line. It's almost like...
I got him.
Well, but listen, I look at what the jigging, you know.
Sure.
It's the same style.
Yeah.
It's extremely the same style. If you don't want them to bend the rod, you point the rod and pull.
Really?
It's the same darn thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's such a cool concept. You know, you think about that. It's like no bend. You just point the rod and turn the handle.
I made the mistake of snagging. I don't know, 150-pound bat ray.
Oh, no.
110, 120, 150, I don't know, huge. That poor thing, you know. I mean, I can't break them off. I can't do any. I literally battled that thing. It took me 3 minutes, you know. But I got it.
Wow.
I got it in the surf, up on the beach, and was able to dislodge the hook and send it back.
Did you send some tourists running?
You know what? I try to choose the hour that I'm not going to have to deal with the tourists, but thankfully there wasn't.
Yeah.
So I have a question. I've caught some bat rays. A bat ray that size, does it have a stinger?
Oh, enormous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, the stinger sticking out of the tail is 3 inches.
Wow.
Minimal.
Yeah.
Oh, it's huge.
So when you're dislodging, you're very careful not to get near that thing.
But you have to understand that the only reason it was a snag. So people think they're
snagging him on the wing.
Well, where the wing meets the head.
Okay.
And people always think, oh, he's trying to eat it. But no, that's not the case. You know what I'm really surprised is I didn't catch any striper.
Yeah.
There were a lot of striper caught this year.
Yeah.
Yes. And a lot of, like, smaller, 1.5 to 3 pound, like, which tells me there's numbers of
them. How fun would that be?
Oh, yeah. I don't know how I didn't.
Yeah, for sure.
That thing might hit the dinner table.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you. I mean, we have a mountain of things to cover today and a mountain of subjects to cover here on Let's Talk Hookup today with Brandon and Corey and myself. It's going to be super fun.
Yeah, a lot of fun. We're going to try to figure out how Brandon and I are going to co-host with Pete here and have fun.
Oh, you guys are great. Yeah,
we got the man in the studio.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you though something.
Yeah.
Having you guys is a blessing for me. Having Rick, having Brandon, having Corey here is a blessing for me because I've been doing this for 32 years and I've been saying no so many times to stuff on the weekends.
Mm.
And for 32 years, I got to do the show. So now you guys are allowing me to go do things I've always wanted to do. And say, yeah, I can do that because I've got great guys that are way better than I am to cover for me.
Well,
thank you. I'm very grateful for you guys.
Well,
it's really allowed me to do stuff in my elder years of 68 years to go do stuff, right?
But so you say it that way, Pete, but... thank you for me. You allow me to branch out and do things. I would have never have gone to Queen Charlotte.
Yeah.
Had the time of my life.
And from my perspective, I've been listening to you for my whole life, and what an honor it is to be here, seated in this seat, and I'm pumped to be here.
And now, are you pumped about going to Katmai Lodge?
Absolutely. The single maybe coolest trip I'll ever get the chance to do.
You're going to love that place, and you got to watch out for Harold Davis because he's going to be with you up there, but he'll show you the ropes.
I think you might have a tough time getting him away from that kind of trip. He had his first experience at Cedro Island this year.
Oh boy!
Yellows and calicos. Hey, we have a ton to talk about today, and you want to join us? You can talk about anything from swordfish to calico. I haven't even talked about Brandon being like my go-to mentor in freshwater bass fishing.
Greatest fisherman,
But if you want to join us and talk about anything from swordfish to green bass to calicos to whatever it might be. Give us a call. Very simple. 213-432-1090. Or you can text us via the show. And that's only done through the app there. You can send us a message. And we're giving away a pretty cool prize.
One lucky caller or texter will win a full day trip on the San Diego from C4 Sport Fishing.
How cool is that?
Go fishing with Matt.
Yeah.
And Booger and stuff. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Right?
Good stuff, huh? He's got a huge project going on right now, man. He sent me pictures of stuff he's doing on the boat, man. We'll talk about it when we come back.
Right.
How about that? We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer, a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls and Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. Katmai.com.
Hey, it's time to talk about a great place where the fish are always biting, and that's right next door here at Point Loma Seafoods, next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. I mean, you just go in there, and they're already, I know you guys at the Tackle Shop eat there all the time.
Yeah, I eat it a couple of days a week.
What's your favorite?
My favorite is the combo sandwich, which is Dungeness crab and bay shrimp
on sourdough. Along with Mrs. Kelly's tartar sauce.
Oh, it's the best. It's the best
on that
ever.
Beautiful sourdough, yeah. Mm-hmm. And the array of smoked fish, the sushi. Corey, you have favorites over there?
My favorite for decades, I'm telling you, 30 plus years, is their smoked fish case.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. A squid sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it gets no better in my mind than enjoying a squid sandwich.
And I love nothing better than going and picking up a fresh piece of fish, whether it be salmon, Alaskan halibut, whatever it might be, Baketa bass, white sea bass, yellowtail, tuna, whatever might be in the case. You know it's always fresh when it comes from Point Loma Seafoods, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
End the year with powerful deals on new Yamaha outboards during Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring sales event. From now until December 15th, 2023, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 4 50 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of warranty protection. Add a Siren 3 Pro package to your purchase of a 115 horsepower and up and receive a bonus $1,000 in dealer credit and half off your Siren subscription. Looking for lower horsepower? Yamaha's got you covered. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $300 in dealer credit. Visit your local Yamaha dealer. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends December 15th, 2023. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents with a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for Angus. anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on ESPN Radio and the Mightier 1090.
We're having so much fun. The three of us in studio, Brandon Bono, myself, and Pete. And we're giving away a really cool prize. And if you want to join us, 213-432-1090, or you can text us via the app, and super cool prize.
Yeah, today one lucky caller or texter will win a full-day trip on the San Diego from C4 Sport Fishing.
That's going to be cool. Well, let's head south down to Rancho Leonero, and I got our buddy John Ireland on the line. Buenos dias, John.
Hey, John. Good morning, Pete. Hello, Corey. How's everybody doing up there today?
Great. Did you have a good Thanksgiving down there at the ranch? The last Thanksgiving at the ranch?
10 turkeys we had.
10?
We had, 95 guests came in for dinner,
Wow.
So it was quite the deal. And, of course, our big, I meant to call last week, but I was a little fuzzy, you know?
Yeah,
from our,
me too.
From our Saturday night bash, right?
Yeah.
As you know, Pete.
That was like, what a send-off to Rancho Leonero, man. You just, you threw one heck of a party there, John Ireland.
It was a good one. It was a good one. We, we had the Creedence Clearwater play, and, they rocked out. You know, we actually had a couple of different bands playing, one Friday night, one Saturday night, and a lot of fun.
That band Friday night was rocking. That was a great band. They were from San Jose del Cabo and just did a great job. That was fun.
Yeah, Black Velvet's the name of that one, and they're Black Velvet. They're really, really, really good band too as well. A lot of fun, and thanks for coming, Pedro. I appreciate it. It was a good party. The fishing, you guys. It was windy, of course, last weekend. Of course, so we're over our party, but it cleared up last Tuesday. And the weather's been real nice. Flat water, still water's about 82 degrees still. And boy, the fishing really has improved, believe it or not. A lot of dorados. It's limits of dorados again. So they're piled up right in front of the hotel. And all the boats are limiting. Like, decent fish, 7 to 10 pounds, but there's some real big bulls mixed in there. And all the boats are. Maybe not every day, but if you go out for 2 or 3 days, you're going to pick up a bull between 30 and 50 pounds. There's some real nice bulls running around out there. What's really helped us as well, of course, at the end of the season is loads of sardine, nice big sardine, and then that's helping the bite as well. They quite a few yellowfin are taken too, they're between 20 and 40 pounds, and they're mixed in with the Dorado and a decent bite on the elephant. A lot of striped marlin, but a lot of stripers are back, and they're on the banks off the front. What's really interesting, and too bad Rick's not around, is the rooster fish. Normally this time of year, the rooster fish are not around at all. And for some reason this past week, they just lit up. There's some real nice rooster fish being released, some up to 50, 60 pounds. And I think, the sardines have finally shown up, and I think that's probably part of the reason there's so many around. But we had one set of guests that released 11 in one day. They're right off the team of the marina entrance there. Sierra are in as well, so quite a few Sierra on the inside early morning bite for those guys. Good fishing and extraordinary fishing, especially for this time of year. And the hotel's real busy, We've been just jammed up. It's our last dance here, right? So a lot of people coming in, and so the hotel's been real busy. Lots of boats going out.
That's cool, John.
Midnight last night, we had 110 people for dinner.
Holy mackerel. Wow. Sending it off right. So. Yeah, and I guess the weather cleaned up since we were there. The wind blew while we were there, unfortunately. But it didn't damper the party, I can tell you that for sure. But I guess the weather has been beautiful here the last few days. And fish are biting. It sounds great. John, I know there's only, 5 days left? 4 days left.
Not even five, Pete. We're done this coming Wednesday.
Wednesday, so it's wow.
I don't know when anybody's going to be able to make it down in the meantime. Yeah, Wednesday is really our last day. We close it up. We're having our employee going away party on Tuesday. Yeah, and then that'll be it. I don't know. Wow. After 43 years, right?
43 years. Yeah. 30 plus years on Let's Talk Hookup, giving reports. And wow, end of an era, John, as we've all been saying for a long time. But hey, you're not going away. You'll give us a report now and then because you still have a house down there. You'll be hanging out down there checking things out, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. You guys aren't going to get rid of me that easy. I'll call in the best to you guys every once in a while, for sure. It's been a great run. You know, honestly, we wouldn't have done as well and been successful as we have if it hadn't been for the radio show, Pete, and all you guys help. So,
well,
much appreciated. I'm going to miss it, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. We're all going to miss you, John, and thanks for all your years and years of support. We couldn't have done it without you, too. And you know, we're not saying goodbye, John. We're just saying we'll talk to you soon. How's that sound?
Yeah, that's better. Yeah, this is my last official report. So, but right. I'll be calling in all the time, buddy.
All right. Great, John. All right. Well, enjoy your last few days there at the ranch, and we'll talk to you very soon.
You will. Thanks again, Pedro.
All right.
And thank you, Corey and Rick, again. I appreciate it. Much appreciated.
All right. Much appreciate you, John. Thanks a lot for the call. Wow.
Pete,
how about that, huh?
Pete, tough to hear, man.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? It's honesty and it's like raw and it's just, I can't believe it.
Well, just being down there.
It's the last report.
Last weekend, you know, for the big fiesta, for the going away fiesta. There was a lot of tears shed.
You know,
I know I sat up there in Jack Nielsen's room, room 35, and I just thought of Jack.
I heard you saying that.
All the good times that we spent there and the years and that beautiful place. It's literally an end of an era and things are changing so dramatically down there.
Yeah.
And
like John said a while back, he's at the very northern end of Cabo County.
Yep.
Palmas inside of him is not part of Cabo County.
Yeah.
And the taxes that he was paying and going to have to pay were equivalent to those in Cabo.
Yeah.
And it just, it doesn't pencil out.
Yeah. But things are so fast changing down there. It's hard to say. Maybe in 5 years, it's going to have a totally different look. Maybe in 2 years, it's going to have a different look. But I can tell you, it has a totally different look today. The thing that really struck me so hard was when we were leaving the Cabo airport and seeing the how huge the airport has become and how many American flights have come in there. You've got virtually almost every airline in that single runway. It's almost like San Diego Airport. You know, it's
so
a single
crazy
runway airport, but it houses like dozens of private jets and dozens of commercial airliners, including Mexican airlines and American airlines. It's become, for me, it's lost its grandeur. You know, I have no desire ever to go back to Cabo. In my opinion, you know, Cabo's cool for some people, but I just remember it the way it was.
Yeah, right. It went from a Ponga fishing little town to, hey, we can bring in yachts and have a good time. And today, 40 years later, it's what you're describing.
It is, but that being said, there's still parts of the East Cape, Los Barriles and stuff, you know, Palmas Gutierrez, Playa del Sol, and those that are still old world, not old world like Rancho Leonel, not the true old world like John created down there, but they still exist north of that airport.
I got you.
I'm just not going south.
Right.
For sure.
Crazy.
Well, phones are packed, texts are packed. Let's jump into it.
How about Don? How about Don from Woodland Mills?
Our good old friend Don.
Yes.
Hey, Don.
Good morning, guys. What a treat hearing John. So sad that it's his last report, but for anyone that's been to the ranch, it's going to be memories for life.
No doubt.
So, quick update. I was on the last 8-day searcher trip of the year, and boy, did we have a fantastic trip. Just like you said, Pete, we had a little bit of weather, but Captain Mike and the boys really put us on the fish. Wide open yellowtail, 20 to 25 pounds offshore, yellowfin tuna, 30 to 50 pounds. We even got down to the ridge for a day, and I got my first wahoo in 20 years.
Woo!
So,
amazing.
So, yep, even on the bomb, it wasn't on the troll, which is a first for me as well. So,
you,
the guys, The guys did a great job, a great group of people on the boat, and for anyone that's ever thinking about doing it a 7 or 8 day on the searcher, do it. If you've done anything over 2 days, you just get more fishing time and a little bit lighter load, and also it's a changing of the guard on the searcher. So Captain Mike and Josh are taking over the operation, and Celia and Art are stepping back and helping them through the transition, but another change in the industry, but I think it's going to be a great group running that boat now.
Yeah, for sure. And Mike and Josh, as you know, Brandon, from dealing with them, they're great guys.
They are, and great fishermen. Yeah. All of us were maybe slightly concerned when Art and Celia were going to take a step back, but Mike has taken over and done such a phenomenal job. And I heard about your guys' trip, and everybody that came off that trip was raving about it. It sounded like you guys whacked them.
Yeah.
And was that one of those limited road trips?
No, it wasn't a limited load, but it was 20 anglers, so that's pretty darn sweet. Limited to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. Yeah, for sure. Hey, you know, yesterday, Don, was Tim Ekstrom. I was listening on the Let's Talk Hookup app while I was in the Midwest, and Tim Ekstrom was talking about captains with sense, with fish sense.
Yes,
right. Like Bill
Pulley
used to talk about. And Mike's one of those guys.
Yeah,
I mean,
he totally
he is.
He's like a fishy guy.
Yeah, he eats, sleeps, and breathes fishing.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he's super into it. Yeah,
yeah.
Very good.
And
very
to have be under the wing of Art and Celia and helping them transition, two of the nicest people in the fishing world.
Ever, yeah.
Yeah.
It's so nice.
It's so cool to see those two young men taking over that operation.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and keeping that searcher history alive, right, Don?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's a great boat, great crew in the past, and going forward, they got a great operation looking ahead.
Yeah. Awesome. Thanks, Don. Appreciate the call this morning. All right. You have a great text, Corey?
I do. Yeah. I've got one here, and it kind of relates to something we all do, like the frosting fish and what to do. So it comes from... says, good morning. I'm Rania from Irvine. My phone number, okay, la, la, la. Can you please share your favorite way of preparing or cooking bluefin tuna after being pulled out of the freezer? And what's the best spices I can use after I defrost my tuna? Personally, I like to prepare tuna fresh, a sashimi, sushi, poke, and seared for the first week. When it's fresh, but what do I do after it's frozen? Thank you.
Yeah. So, do you have favorites? I mean,
well, I'm a spoiled individual, and I'm the first to admit that.
Yeah.
The vast majority of the quality fish that I get to consume comes from Corey Sandin. Corey Sandin hooks me up with some special concoction treat he makes just about every couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Like he's got some new thing that he devised that each one gets better than the next.
Oh, his smoked is unbelievable.
I love cooking. I love, you know, making things at home, but like you said, we're all spoiled, but having fresh fish is like something we all do, as Rania said. But once it's frozen, Pete, you've got the best way to defrost it,
you know,
right?
We took a lot of frozen fish back to Michigan.
Yes.
And the first night we had poke bowls.
Okay.
And it's the Sean Sebring method, is you take it out of the package. You wrap it in paper towels the night before. You put it back in the refrigerator in a plastic bag. And what that does is it sucks all that smelly moisture out of that frozen fish and basically creates what I don't think that even you or I could tell the difference between that fish the next day from a fresh piece versus the frozen pieces. It's that good. And if you do that and you take care of that fish and you let it thaw properly in the refrigerator overnight in those paper towels, it's an amazing product.
You can't, there's a fine line. You can't do it too fast.
Right.
And you can't let it take too long.
Right.
Like over 24 hours might be too long. But you can't increase the process. Otherwise, you're cooking it, and it's not the right way to do it.
Right, absolutely.
But you can do it in a pan. You can do it on the barbecue, smoking it. There's preparing it after it's frozen. There's a tremendous amount of. It's not a good sushi, but poke 100%.
Poke for sure.
Because the soy and that kind of stuff, it just.
But I think even when you seared it too, and it's delicious.
Yes.
You know, my friend Rob, I was up in Northern California a few weeks ago, and he took a piece that I had brought up, and we did that, and he cut these real. I learned something from him. He cut these really cool loins. Out of a piece, just a regular chunk, to where the loins were all even, and then he took a black pan and olive oil, salt, and pepper, and you know, he could put sesame seeds on it, and then just seared it in that black pan, real hot black pan, very quickly, and then cut it sashimi style. It came out delicious.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah. It was really good. So
I'm ready.
Lots of different ways to do it.
There is.
Yeah, for sure. So that's the advantage of having Fisherman's Processing process your fish. You know,
what a dramatic difference.
It changes everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, it changes everything. Hey, I just want to read a quick test from Eric in Fallbrook. We know that Eric, right?
I believe so.
Cal and Eric. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
He says, good morning, men. Coming loud and clear from the Player Supreme 10-day down in the Wahoo Zone. So, Eric, have a great time on the Player Supreme.
I hope he's catching some Wahoo.
Yeah, I hope he is, too. It's my single favorite form of fishing. But
yeah.
We're having a blast here in studio,
and we're going to be right back. And let's talk about the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and I'm here to tell you about the 2024 Hall Family Shows. The first show is the Bart Hall Show at the Long Beach Convention Center, January 25th to the 28th. This is a new date for this world-famous show and California's largest outdoor recreation event. The second show is the Bart Hall Show at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, February 15th to the 18th. San Diego's biggest fishing show, biggest boat show, and biggest outdoor recreation event of the year. And finally, the Bart Hall Boat Show, March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the Fairplex in Pomona, California's premier boat show with acres of every kind of boat and marine accessory. We want to thank our sponsors, Progressive, Mammoth Lakes, Accurate Fishing Tackle, Convict Lake, Okuma Fishing Tackle, Ram and Jeep Vehicles, Shimano, Costa, Daiwa, the Southern California and San Diego County Ford Dealers, Turner's Outdoorsman, Fisherman's Landing, Bob Sands Fishing Tackle, John Petty, the Angler's Custom Goldsmith. We'll see you at the shows.
Rock Cod Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Screw at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it: fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
All right.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup.
All right. And it's time for the catch report, Brandon.
Okay. The catch report. fill up lately, then you know gas prices are way up. So now more than ever, you need Summit gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to the expanded Summit gasoline and get low, low gas and diesel prices for your car, truck, and boat. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time, plus 12 diesel pumps. The bistro is full of all the things you need for a day on the water, plus 100 pounds of free ice with 35-gallon fill.
Isn't that a crazy deal?
That is a smoking deal, yeah. Say hi to Martha and the friendly staff. Summit Gasoline, free ice for Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always low prices at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Yeah. We've got the one and only from Dana Wharf Smart Fish, and we've got him on hold, Mr. Brian Woolley. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
What's up, Woolley? How'd you have a good Thanksgiving?
Gosh, I did, yeah. I'm just on the road home from Arizona as we speak here. Just heading home, getting back to it here starting tomorrow. So, yeah, I had a great break. Hopefully you guys had a good one, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure.
Awesome. Well, hey, like I said, good week for us. I mean, it's hard to believe it's still November, you know.
Yeah.
It's just the weather's been amazing. So we were busy this week, as you'd imagine, with the holiday break and whatnot. Our half-day fishing has been primarily bass, sheephead, and whitefish. Standard deal, you know, water temps still in that 62 to 64 range. So sliding sinkers did just fine for the sheephead there. Some guys fishing reverse dropper loops doing okay. Some nice standout sand bass in the mix this week, too. Some 5-6 pounders off the bottom for some of those guys on those half-day trips. But we did also, with that water temp those days that it was nice, some of the conditions lined up. There's still some surface action on that calico bass, which is great to see still for, you know, late November. Rockfish have been biting really well for us, too. We've had really good conditions. It's given us some good opportunities in that area below San Onofre. Good mixed bags with chilies, reds, grouper, just kind of the usual stuff that you'd see in the mix there. A lot of whitefish and sculpin mixed in, too. We did fish a day or two out on the 14-mile bank for that bigger grade bank rockfish and chilies. But if I had to tell you what area was biting better, that stuff on the coast has just been very consistent. The conditions have been good. That lower San Onofre area has been really good for us on our 3A. One of our six-pack boats, the current, stretched it out, got over to Catalina this week on Friday. They fished. They poked around there in the shallows to see what was up with that halibut that had been kind of hanging around in that zone there. They had really good fish in there. They had 4 legal halibut on board, and they released another 8, I think, short fish. So they found a little zone that had some fish there. And along with that, Brandon said that there was still plenty of calico bass and a few other mixed fish in there, too. So, again, November, Catalina Island kicking out some fish. And our hoop net trips have been good as well on the reel fund. Those guys have been getting out and, you know, sorting through the shorts and getting their keepers on those trips. And it's just, again, hard to believe it's November. Things are good, and we've been busy. So, guys want to hop on a trip, we definitely want your reservation this time of year to help get the boat away from the dock. As you can hear, there's still plenty of opportunity. Our number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web, danawharf.com. The link is there through the Let's Talk Hookup page. And also, just final day for our gift certificate sales and our super packs. So if you guys want to save up to 40% on some packs of half-day and three-quarter-day tickets, jump online and take advantage of that through today.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
40%,
huh?
You know, if you fish with you that many times through the year, how do you not want to do that one, huh?
It's a great deal. We have a lot of our regulars. You know, people always ask, hey, when's the best time to save and get on the boat like the regulars do? Now's the time. Buy those super packs. You can come out when your schedule permits and get out there with us.
Ah, so cool. You guys do some of the coolest stuff up there, Brian, man. So family-oriented, and just all the cool things you do, and the surf, you know, the fish camp for the kids, and
yeah, all kinds of good stuff.
It's one thing after another. How do we partake in all that good?
Cool, yeah. Just call our office, 949-496-5794. Again, danawharf.com. And I will tell you, we have a duckside seminar today at 12:15. It's our just our kids' fishing seminar. They get a little instruction on the boat Sunday afternoon, half day before the boat leaves at 12:45. So I think there's still some spots on that, too.
So just come on down and jump on the boat and bring your kids.
Exactly. Yep.
All right.
That's it.
Fantastic. All right.
Right on,
thanks,
guys.
Brian. Appreciate that very much. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Sounds great. Have a good week.
Yeah, while we're waiting for Gundy, let's jump into the phones, boys.
Yeah, absolutely. How about the one and only Matt? Matt from San Diego. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Doing extremely well.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Great.
Yeah.
What's up,
man? I just want to give you guys a report. Just got in off the Tribute. We fished Tanner Bank there, and can't believe it's November. On a limit of bluefin, boat had 29 fish for 32 guys, couple big yellows around. Fishing was good.
Oh,
wow. That is so cool. And what was the hot ticket?
Just live bait, fly lining was good. We had one fish at night on the jig. I had the only nighttime fish, and that was on the Katy Perry.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
Now, we had Tim Ekstrom in. You'll have to listen to the archives there, Matt, to hear it. But we had Tim Ekstrom on yesterday talking about the Tanner and the Royal Star being out there. And he talked a lot about fishing on the anchor out there. Were you guys on the anchor?
Yeah, we were on the anchor for a good part of the time, but the current was absolutely ripping with the full moon. So conditions were kind of tough. So we went on the drift. We caught some fish on the drift. And then just before the sun went down, we dropped the anchor, and I don't know, we probably had 20 fish in a matter of 45 minutes. And then once the sun went down, we had one more fish.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. For a really cool report, Matt. And it's like Tim Ekstrom was mentioning yesterday, it's such an art to anchoring the boat and getting the chumming the fish with the boat and fly line and baits. Man, it's an art in every form of itself. And appreciate the report this morning.
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. And
we have Gundy on hold there.
Gundy,
yeah.
Okay. See him. There he is.
The one and only, man. How's the surf fishing going, Gundy?
You know, we're in a transitional stage, but there's still some little tidbits to be had. You know, the water temperatures are still 60, 64, so not too bad, you know. And what's kind of interesting is how good the perch bite's been on the northern front, and I think that would be the highlight this week. But for guys just thinking of going out, you know, there's just not a lot of coverage now. But I'm still getting reports of some nice halibut in the bays and stuff. And so that's something to think about if you're going to venture out. And like I said, the bites are mostly bar perch, pretty good fishing on the northern front, mostly small perch on the southern front. Still spotting a few corvina, but tough to put a hook in one. You know, maybe soaking a go shrimp, an innkeeper worm, something like that, you might get a shot at one. Like I said, some halibut catches here and there. You have to work at it, but what the guys noted this week is the few fish that were hooked were right around that legal mark or better. So we're seeing some little better quality fish, although the bite's not as good. Hook, line, sinker reported good bar perch action on the western beaches. Gaviota, Refugio, Goleta, real consistent, kicking out limits, mostly limits. 12-inch fish, probably the better ones. Lugworms, mussel, top baits, the natural baits have been fishing best. Wiley's reported a few good fish to be had on the Malibu Reefs. Guys are fishing sliding egg sinker rigs on the bottom with squid or fresh market shrimp and getting a mix of sand bass, calico bass, sargo, a few shallow water rockfish. Big Fish in Seal Beach reported good bay bass fishing, and I got this from many of the bays and harbors. With that water temp still in the, you know, low to mid-60s, those fish are still active. Alamitos Bay, Huntington Harbor was good for those guys. Swim baits, soft jerks, getting the bites. And like I said, the water temperature's still warm enough, and then real good tides this week, I think, combined for that good bite. And then finally, Pacific Coast reported more quality halibut taken in the lagoons. Not a wide-open bite by any stretch, but it seems, you know, the same sort of scenario, find the bait, find the fish. In the backwaters, I heard of a 35-inch fish taken there at Chula Vista on a fluke. Most of the fish have been ranging to 25 to 30 inches. And like I said, there's not many reports right now. So, you know, it's like you're going to go out there and it's fresh. You know, you're not going to know what to expect, but you could be pleasantly surprised. You know, water temps are still good enough for a nice catch.
I like your thinking, and I think we're in for a good halibut winter spring kind of thing. Yeah, it's just
you heard it here first, Brandon.
Yeah,
right. There it is.
No, I don't know.
It's got me excited. We currently have springtime type weather, so it makes sense that a halibut should be biting.
Yeah, and you're talking about the water temps, Gundy. As we drop and it's 60 to 62 in that range, it's pretty darn good. But when it hits that 58, 59, it's obviously a little chilly, but if it's that way for a while, it can be pretty darn good too. I think we're in for a good spring. Stand by.
Yeah, I think you're right about that, Corey. What you're looking for is consistency, so you don't have quick drops, then that'll mess things up. But if you get into a water temperature range, and even if it's cool, if it's consistent and stays there for several days or a week or so, then you're going to pattern something.
I love it, Gundy. Appreciate your reports every week. It's something I truly look forward to, man. You speak my language.
I appreciate that. I love doing it, man. I get a lot of feedback from guys listening to the show and stuff, so I think it works well for all of us.
Well, we look forward to hearing again from you next week.
Thanks, Gundy.
Have a good week, gentlemen. Thanks, enjoying Gundy. The show.
Okay.
Hey, and just to let you guys know, the 2024 Bill Varney and CCA calendar is now available at your local tackle shop and landing, loaded with great photos, information, and the best tide chart in the game. Come on down, get your calendar today.
Yeah, it's available, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we have a ton of them in the shop right now. Yeah,
for sure. All right. Hey, you're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup. We'll be right back on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopewich. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights of fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality snook salmon run all season long. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay Sand Spit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sand Spit. Fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. Give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
This is Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Join Captain Mike Totter, Chef Josh Evans, as a new era begins for Searcher Sport Fishing. Mike and Josh will continue the legacy of excellent customer service, fantastic food, and an amazing crew. Book your fishing adventure now online at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. SearcherSportFishing.com, 619-226-2403.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com. Today, more than ever, outside special interest groups want to close access to California sport fishing. Don't let this happen. Join Coastal Conservation Association of California and fight back. CCA California is your voice, your advocate for ocean fishing access. We fight the outside special interests so you, your kids, and their kids can fish for generations to come. Visit ccacalifornia.org and join the fight against more fishing closures.